You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
One of the fastest growing digital banks on the African continent, Tyme Bank, is raising some 2 billion rand or 150 million US dollars to build scale as it prepares for an initial public offering. The target is to list in New York by 2028. The digital bank, backed by China's Tencent Holdings, started in South Africa in 2019 and now controls 10% of the primary bank market share. Tyme Bank CEO Koen Jonker joins us now for more. Thank you very much, Koen, for your time this evening. Why New York?
Dudu, the exciting thing about New York is that it has the deepest capital markets in the world and probably also the most adventurous capital markets, where people are used to investing in all sorts of things from across the world. As an example, a new bank from Brazil, they today the biggest digital bank in the world with 100 million customers, they are listed in New York. But I should mention that we also would plan to do a secondary listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange to make sure that our South African shareholders can trade and invest in the business.
Mm. You've given yourself quite some space to actually achieve this by 2028. As you look to raise the capital, where are you looking?
We have found in the last two raises, we're now in our Series D raise. We have found in our last two raises that most interested investors are not in South Africa. They are international investors. So you mentioned in the intro that we've got Tencent invested. We've also got British International Investments, which is the old Commonwealth Development Corporation. The UK government invested. We've got big investors from the Philippines through the Gokongwe family group and also other specialist investors. Like Apus Partners, they're a specialist fintech investor. So quite wide-ranging international investors, but of course our largest, most loyal and first investor is African Rainbow Capital, Patrice Motsepe and the team. And they've still continued to be a great supporter of the business.
Mm. When you take a look at starting in 2019 and where you are right now, holding your own as a digital bank, how would you characterize the development of Tyme Bank?
Dudu, you know, I think Tyme Bank in South Africa very much started as a very basic banking proposition focused on the mass market. And is slowly but surely making its way up market, building more propositions, expanding the products and services that we provide, and sort of entering into the market more and more as a mid-market player. And what we hope to do is over time to essentially become a fully fledged retail bank, competing head-on in all product categories with the incumbent retail banks. In the Philippines, a bit differently. So the Philippines was our second market. There we entered very much as an aspirational brand focused on young mass affluent customers. And in fact, actually there we have a skew to more towards much wealthier customers. Mm. And in our third market, Vietnam, we'll follow a very similar strategy to the strategy we followed in the Philippines.
Mm. Koen, thank you so much for your time this evening. Koen Jonker is the CEO of Tyme Bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.